newspapers' platforms, many of which have largely male audiences. Elena Moore, NPR News.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org. A familiar tune from Antonin Dvorak is Humoresque, number 7 in G-flat major, played by violinist Isaac Stern, alongside the Columbia Symphony Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio, to kick things off in a noon hour of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson. It's good to be back with you after a nice long weekend for classical music on a Monday afternoon, which will bring us the Cleveland Orchestra in this noon hour and the overture to an operetta by Richard Wagner about a ghost ship. We'll hear The Flying Dutchman, along with pianist András Schiff and one of the French suites by Johann Sebastian Bach. That's all just ahead. Right now, conductor Helmut Müller-Bruhl and the Cologne Chamber Orchestra are ready with a symphony written by Franz Joseph Haydn in about the year of 1764. This was the 59th symphony that Haydn wrote. It was apparently later used as incidental music for a play that went by the name of The Conflagration, which is why the 59th symphony by Haydn is often referred to as the Fire Symphony, and it's next on Kansas Public Radio. Franz Josef Haydn's 59th Symphony, known as the Fire Symphony in A Major. We heard it played by the Cologne Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Helmut Müller-Bruhl on Kansas Public Radio. The time is about 12:34, and in about 10 minutes, the Cleveland Orchestra will bring us something by Richard Wagner, overture to the opera The Flying Dutchman. That's still to come here on Kansas Public Radio during classical music on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Washington Post Associate Editor Karen Tumulty on Thursday, October 17th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And Eagle's Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. It is 66 degrees here at the KU campus, a high of 72 for this afternoon, under sunny skies. It should be cloudy by tonight, though, with a low of 49 and temperatures in the mid-70s, with sunny skies for tomorrow. We'll enjoy next a keyboard performance. András Schiff is at the piano for music by Bach, the French Suite No. 4 in E-flat major, for you next on Kansas Public Radio. At the keyboard, András Schiff playing music by Bach, French Suite No. 4 in E-flat major, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just a little over 10 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up pretty soon this October is KPR's Live Day, and as part of the annual celebration on Friday night, October 25th, please join us for a free evening concert by violinist Destiny Ann Remagen and friends, an evening of spooky tales and tunes performed live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations. That is our live day, Friday night, October 25th at 7 p.m. And you can find all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. We have one more recording for you this noon hour, conductor George Zell leading the Cleveland Orchestra with the overture to one of the shorter operas of Richard Wagner, the tale of a spectral ghost ship that has finally come to port. We'll hear the overture to The Flying Dutchman on KPR. music by Richard Wagner, the overture to the opera The Flying Dutchman, performed by the Cleveland Orchestra, led by George Zell, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 1 p.m. and about time for NPR News, followed by the next hour of classical music, where we'll enjoy the cello concerto of Edouard Lalo. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans with wealth management and investment planning across the state. Details at bobschwartzfinancial.com. Temperatures in the mid-60s here on the KU campus. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Election coverage.
Get your election coverage here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Arm. With the new podcast series, Tech Unheard, Arm CEO Renee Haas talks to tech company leaders who are working to help share the future of computing. Available on all podcast forums. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. And there's a little musical arrangement from the great French waltz master, Emile Waldteufel. And a waltz with a little bit of a Spanish flavoring to it. It's called Estudiantina, played there by the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, led by Eric Kunzel, on Kansas Public Radio, where we're enjoying a bit more classical music in this 1 p.m. hour. Most of our time will be spent with the Bulgarian Philharmonic Orchestra and the cellist Kim Cook, who will join us in about 15 minutes' time for music from another French composer, the great Edouard Lalo, and his cello concerto, on the way in just a bit. Here on KPR, thanks for joining us on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Herencia de Mexico, Saturday evening, October 26th. A new generation of mariachi takes the stage for a night of Mexican music. More at jccc.edu/mtc. We'll give you next a little bit of Franz Schubert's chamber music, a little something that he wrote for violin and piano in the year of 1826. By that point, Schubert hadn't wrote anything for violin and piano for almost a decade, but was quite impressed with the violin chops of a Czech violinist named Josef Slavik. In 1827, this was written for him specifically. This is known as the Rondo Brilliant for violin and piano. We hear it played by violinist Francesca Andereg and Bent Funderbunk on the keyboard on Kansas Public Radio. Chamber music from Franz Schubert, written in 1827, the Rondo Brilliant for violin and piano in B minor. Played today by violinist Francesca Andereg and Bent Funderbunk on the keyboard here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1:26. News from NPR, awaiting us at the top of the hour in a little over half an hour's time, and we're enjoying the classics until 3. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's fall, and that means it's getting close to KPR's annual Live Day, featuring classical performances throughout the day by musicians in our studio and at the Lawrence Public Library. As part of Live Day, KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermegan will host a free concert at the library on Friday night, October 25th, 7 p.m. Get all the details at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting On the Ballot, Kansas City Week in Review special with analysis of Missouri's upcoming ballot measures, airing on Channel 19.1 Friday evening, October 18th at 7:30 p.m. And Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. Now we arrive at music by French composer Édouard Lalot of the 19th century, and what we'll hear is a concerto that he wrote for the Belgian cellist Adolf Fischer in 1876, music that caused quite a splash when it had its first premiere. It first premiered in the Cirque d'Hiver in Paris. Lalot's cello concerto in D minor. Grigor Palikarov conducts the Bulgarian Philharmonic, and our cellist is Kim Cook on KPR. The cello concerto by French composer Édouard Lalot, performed by the Bulgarian Philharmonic Orchestra, along with cellist Kim Cook, on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 2 p.m., about time for NPR News. Following an update of headlines, the next hour of classical music will bring us The Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage Overture of Mendelssohn, that and much more, still to come during classical music on a Monday afternoon.
NPR News.
All Things Considered is today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth, an after-school program for students in Chanute. Now in a fundraising challenge to support the program, with a 100% match, doubling donations through the end of the year. Contributions welcome at cherrystreet.org.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Jaunty, a not unfair way to describe that tune from composer Percy Grainger called Country Gardens. We are to play by the Rochester Pops, conducted by Frederick Vanell, on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson with some more classical music before All Things Considered rolls around at 3. We'll be treated to a little music from someone once called the Paganini of the Oboe, a grand concerto for oboe by Antonio Pasculi, another concerto, one for recorder, one written back in the early 1990s by a Danish composer, Thomas Koppel, called Moonchild's Dream, featuring soloist Michala Petri, and much more, is on the way. Classical music continues here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Next up is the Bamberg Symphony, conducted by Klaus-Peter Flohr, and some music in the form of a concert overture, one written by Felix Mendelssohn in 1828, based on the poetry of Goethe, called The Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage Overture, on Kansas Public Radio. A Felix Mendelssohn concert overture from 1828, The Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage Overture, as played by the Bamberg Symphony, conducted by Klaus-Peter Flohr, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:20. And in about 15 minutes, we'll be joined by the English Chamber Orchestra and recorder virtuoso Michala Petri for a concerto called Moonchild's Dream. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. And Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz musicians and their original compositions. Located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Next for you on KPR, we have a little chamber music for oboe, and who better to sample that from than someone who used to be referred to as the Paganini of the oboe. That would be the Italian composer and soloist Antonio Pasculi, born in 1842, and what we'll listen to are a few variations on music of Verdi. We'll hear a grand concerto for oboe, that's based on a refrain taken from the barcarolle sung by the chorus at the end of the third act of Verdi's Sicilian Vespers. Omar Zabuli plays oboe with pianist Antonia Ballista on KPR. A grand concerto for oboe based on themes from Verdi's Sicilian Vespers by Italian oboist and composer Antonio Pasculi, played today by Omar Zabuli, our oboist, and pianist Antonio Ballista on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:38. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Coming up at 3 this afternoon, all things considered from NPR News, of course. And then, classical music resumes at 7 with Destiny, your host. With some Mozart for your Monday evening, we'll be treated to one of his most famous chamber music compositions, the Clarinet Quintet. That plus a beautiful nocturne by Chopin. And a little TikTok music from one of Destiny's favorite composers. Find out more with Destiny, your host, for classical music tonight at 7. Then from 8 to 9, Classics Live, here on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, an after-school program for kindergarten through fifth-grade students, welcoming volunteers for special projects, reading to the children, or to share a talent or a skill. Details on how to get involved at cherrystreet.org. Next on KPR, it's another concerto for you, one for recorder, written in 1991 by Danish composer Thomas Koppel. This is something that he wrote specifically for virtuoso Michala Petri, who we have in this recording. The concerto is known as Moonchild's Dream, and it is a musical depiction of the hopes and fears of a small girl living in the poorest part of Copenhagen. Michala Petri plays with the English Chamber Orchestra next on KPR. That concerto, composed back in 1991 by Danish composer Thomas Koppel, called Moonchild's Dream. Music for recorder written specifically for virtuoso Michala Petri, who we heard in that recording, performing alongside the English Chamber Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, we've just about arrived at 3 o'clock, and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News, followed by more classical music when Destiny is your host for tonight at 7 p.m., and then at 8, Classics Live. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Monday afternoon. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is found at cromwellsolar.com.